asara. If the ship is deep new tvachim, v'yena gevoy asara, but it's not high or 10 tvachim, then metaltle mitoycho liyam, you could carry from the svina into the yam you could throw. So drashi amuka svina asara. If the svina itself is deep new tvachim, so mele it lives rishus yochid. The svina is rishus yochid. Aber v'yena gevoy asara, it's not new tvachim off the ground. Rashi asar l'toich l'mishus yochid yen gevoyim min svasa yud min hamayim. Hey, the rim of the ship, even though the ship is yud tvachim high, but it sinks into the water. So from the top of the water to the top of the ship, there's not 10 tvachim. So going shemeshukas b'mayim mikoyved masoy. The ship is very heavy, so it starts going into the water. So from the top of the water to the top of the ship, there's less than yud tvachim. So what's the halacha? Mitaltlen mitoich liyam. From the ship to the yam, it's mutter. Derech dafnei se, we'll soon see a lot of do it through the sides of the ship. Kegoyin shevchim, kemeforesh v'yolz, the koichem v'kamus legozu. The Hezbri is like we're saying, that you're allowed to throw from the ship into the yam. How? You throw the water down the sides of the ship, so you only threw it onto the side of the ship. And even though from your koichem it goes into the ship, still it's mutter. Abu, it says klo, again, if you doin amuk asor, the ship was yud tvachim deep, so the ship is rishus yochid. V'yein gevoy asor, it's not more than 10 tvachim off the yam. Is metaltle mitoich liyam. You're allowed to throw from rishus yochid into the yam. Avoloi min hayam l'toichli. You can't pick up from the yam into the ship. Yeah. Rashi avoloi min hayam l'toichli. V'yein tashmish min hayam l'toichli derech tefanas. You can't throw the water up through the sides of the ship. Shem yamalei aviyashlech al tefanas yod l'kakoyis. If you're going to splash the water along the sides of the ship, or just go back down in the yam again. Hasvina. So how do you get the water up? You have to pick it up. So it's also to pick the water from the yam, which is a kamlis, to the ship, which is a rishus yochid. So drash lochi nokan amuki yud. Why does the ship have to be 10 tfachim deep? Di ein amuki yud, he gufa kamlis. If the ship itself does not mechitzis yud tfachim, it's not a rishus yochid, it's kamlis. Them shita matat lehedjim af min hayam atechoyim. Then you're allowed to carry from the ocean into the ships, into the oceans. They're both the kamlis. V'yein gevoya na miyud. Now, who are then the ship is not yud tvachim off the water. Dafke nokat. Why? Di gevoya yud. Because if the ship would have been more than yud tvachim high, muta letaltim in the yam atoichoy. Then it's muta to metaltus from the yam inside. To mi kamlis l'shusa yochid. Derech mokem turkor metaltum. Why? The tzarech liagbiyas yodel amalam yud. The alpha god the rishus derives mishus rad mishus yochem mechad ragavno kamlus mid rabon nivle gozer. If the ship itself, the size of the ship would be more than yud tefachim off the yam. So when you're schlepping the water from the yam, which is the kamlus, you have to pick it up more than yud tefachim. When it goes into the ava yud tefachim, that's a mokem ptur. So you're carrying it from a kamlus into a mokem ptur into rishus yochid. The rabbonim wouldn't be gozer there. Hey, since it's only awesome of the Rabbanan to carry from a kamlus to Rishus Yochid, if you'd be going through a mokum tur, it would be mutter. Therefore, the eighth of that, the reason why it's usser, is that the ship is not yutvachim off the water. So you carry the water, mamash straight into the ship, it's only going from a kamlus to Rishus Yochid, it's usser. But I call part of my shver is the ratio for the Gemara. My shino mina yam l'toich adaloi. You're not allowed to take the water from the ocean into the ship, to come metaltlin mi kamlus l'rishus yochid, because you're carrying the water from a kamlus into rishus yochid. Oyvazoy mi toicho liyam nami. Why are you allowed to throw the water from the ship into the yam? Come metaltlo mi rishus yochid the kamlus. The chur you're throwing the water from rishus yochid into the kamlus. So what's the heck to throw the water from the ship into the yam? Elit araya lava chuda. We're talking about you're throwing the water down the sides of the ship. Ushmamina koicha bekamlus legozer ushmamina. There's a kula. When you're only throwing from Rishus HaYochid into a kamlus, that's only awesome. The Rabbonin, if you throw a derech koichoi, that means you throw it on the side of the ship and it runs down by itself, there's no isuritsu. That's muta. Shrashi alav achuda, sheifech sheichim achuda, v'en yodim derech tafnesel yam, they go down the sides to the yam, so that's muta. Omer Rav Huna, Hani Beitzosa Demeshim. These are small rowboats. If you have a small rowboat, is Ein Metaltlin Behem. You're not allowed to be Metaltlin in the rowboat itself. You can't walk around on Shabbos. If you happen to be in the rowboat on Shabbos, you can't carry 4 amas in the rowboat. Ella biabon in the arbor itself. Shrashi beitzasa means svinas katanas, very small ships. Uksaras, very short. Milmato ad kechude. It's the bottom of it comes mamish to a point. That's where the bottom of the ship comes. Shel sak kechude shel sakin. Shekarim kuta. Kite, what? What? Canoe, that's a canoe. Something like a canoe. Yeah. Is a metal tlamatoichoi. Rashi, the lav reshusa yochininu. The canoe is not called reshusa yochin. Why? Shein baruch von arbo milmata. Even though you have mechitzas coming up yutzvachim, but when they come down to the bottom, they're not rochiv. It's not dal tvachim away. It comes mamish down to a point. So this bottom point now is not rochiv dal. It can't be called reshusa yochin. Reshusa yochin has to at least be dal tvachim by dal tvachim gevoya yutzvachim. But here, when the bottom of the ship comes down to less than Dalat Tvachim, it's not a Meshusa Yochid. Shem Rochman Arba Milmato Lefikach Ein Mechitzas Mechitzas. Therefore, the Mechitzas are not called Mechitzas. Since the Mechitzas come down slanty, it's bottled the Shem Mechitzas. A Mechitza could only be if inside it there's a Shetach of Dalat by Dalat Tvachim. Here, it's no Dalat Tvachim on the bottom, it's not called Meshusa Yochid. So tomorrow, v'loy amorim, we only say this chiddush that a canoe is not a reshus hayochid, ela she'ein bepochas mishloisha arbo. That means from the bottom of the canoe, when it starts to go up, it doesn't get 4 tfachim away within the first gimel tfachim going up. In other words, when the canoe is the bottom of it starts to go up, if within the gimel tfachim would right away set aside to be dal tfachim wide, that would be called reshus hayochid. Because anything within gimel tfachim is called loved. So look at that bottom part. Since it goes up 3 tvachim, automatically it's Roch of Dalid. So we look as if this and this is attached. So we look as if this Roch of Dalid is the bottom of the canoe. So look at the bottom of the canoe, it's Roch of Dalid, and then it goes up Yud to be called Rishus Yochid. But once the bottom of the canoe, when it comes so close, when it goes up Gimel tvachim, it's not Roch of Dalid. So then we say, it's not called Mechuba to the Karka. So Mela, the bottom mechitzes are not Roch of Dalid, it's not called a mechitza. It only could have a shame mechitza if the inside area is at least 4x4. So V'lo Yamoron Elash Ein Bapochus Mishleisha, when the canoe from the bottom is going up, less than Gimel Tzvachim up, it becomes Abo. Abo Yesh Bapochus Megimel Abo. But if you have that less than 3, in other words, within Lovid, from the floor, it becomes wide, 4 Tzvachim, less than Bo, then we don't care. Because Lovid is considered like it's attached, so we see the shetach of 4 tefachim wide, that's like the floor of the canoe. Trashiv lo yamor ne'elo v'shekitza shelhen. When the point comes to the bottom of it, givoya shloisha, even though you have 3 tefachim up, that's from the bamish, the point to the bottom, when the canoe starts to come up, 3 tefachim, shein rochav dalad, it's not wide, dal tefachim, lamata, bo'idoy shleik, via gimel mekakoysav. V'afilu yesh brocha yud, goiva, filu on top, when it is Yud Tvachim high, it's Rochav Dalid, Le Mishtari. The Chivon, the Tachtein, is Lav Mechitzis Nenu, Hevelay Tluya. Since the bottom part of the Mechitza is less than Heit Dalid Tvachim, it blives like Mechitzis hanging in the air, and that's not called Mechitzis. Mechitzis have to be able to reach the ground. If the Mechitza don't reach the ground, it's called a Tluya, hanging in the air, that's not called good Mechitzis. Only by a Svina are we Mata Mechitzis Tluyas. So let's see. So tomorrow, v'malinu kani, let's say you fill up the bottom of the canoe, where it starts to come up, you fill it up with stuff. V'malinu kani, you put kani, the reeds there, v'yovni, or twigs there, then less lambo. That would be called reshus yochid. Because since you filled up the bottom part of the canoe, so you're making the floor flat. When the floor becomes flat, it is roch of dalid, so you have reshus yochid. When the chitzas come down to the floor, and then it's roch of dalid, that's called the reshus yochid. Less lambo. Masla Rav Nachman. Good the what do I care if the canoe on the bottom of the canoe it comes down to a point that here it's not Rochav Dalid, but let's say 5 tefachim high, 2 feet high, that's where it gets Rochav Dalid. So the kasher is, like, let's say the mechitza stops right here. The canoe starts to come like this. Here, now it's 4 tefachim away. So stop the mechitza right here. From here up, there's Yud tefachim. From here up, there's Yud tefachim. Now down, it's not Rochav Dalid. Let's stop the mechitzas right here and say from right here, let's say good asik. Let's say the mechitzas go straight down. Even though the mice of the mechitzas curves in,
and it's more than Gimel Tfachim high, so we can't say Lovin. So the Chur, the Mechitzas first start here. So the Chur, the Kashmir is now, say Genasi. Let the Mechitzas come down, straight down. Why do we say, since the Mechitzas come down curved, it's both of the Mechitzas? No, let's say the Mechitzas come straight down.
Maskelor of Nachman, V'leim of good achet Mechitzasai. Let's look at it, the Mechitzas are coming straight down before it starts sloping in the bottom of the canoe. Strashi, Nevelim of good achis, mi kineged midas rochpon hel yoinin alamato, kilo en yordis ada kakami bachutz. Let's look, since the top part of the canoe is mamish rochiv dalid, so there let's look as if the mechitzas are coming straight down. There you have yutzvachim hoi, and it's dalid by dalid. So at that point, let the mechitzas go straight down. Miloi tanya, didn't we learn that you say good achis? We have Yaisi, we have Yudoina. Noyat Kone Rishus Rabin. Somebody threw a stick straight, put it straight up Rishus Rabin. Over Roisha Traskum. And on top of the stick in the middle of Rishus Rabin, you put like a basket. Traskum's like a basket. Now, the Zorak Vanachagabam. You throw something into this basket, you should know Yechayiv. Why Yechayiv? Either basket is way up on top of the stick. Where's the Mechitzis? Why is the top of the basket called the Rishus HaYochid? Alma Amrina, good achas mechitzasai. Since the basket has some mechitzas around it, there's the rim of the basket goes up, and the basket itself obviously is more than dalad by dalad. It's rochiv dalad by dalad tfochim. So it has, and it has mechitzas on top of the basket. So look as if those mechitzas, good achas, come straight down on all four sides. And mainly we say you have mechitzas coming straight down, so the top of the basket is called the Rishus HaYochid. Name a good achis mechitzasoi. Why do we say canoe is not called Rishus HaYochid? Because the bottom mechitzas slant in, it becomes less than rochav dalid. No, let's stop exactly where the mechitzas are still rochav dalid. Stop the mechitzas there, and we'll say good achis. The mechitzas comes down. Let's say good achis even by a canoe.
Just as a technicality, why do we have to come on to the
good
achis? Yeah.
A mechitzah in the air is no good. That's called mechitzah tluy. Mechitzah has to reach the ground. If it doesn't reach the ground, it's not called a mechitzah. Now, good astrik says it reaches the ground. Otherwise, Rashi says it's called mechitzah tluyis. Mechitzah hanging in the air doesn't make it shiochin. It has to reach the ground. Trashi trasko. Ain't omek yud. You have a basket on top there that's not omek yud. It's not even deep yud tvochin. V'yonu moidudin loy goiva yud. Why do we consider it like it's goiva yud? Shemida sakona oilu loy begoiva. Because the stick in the middle, like, takes up the basket more than you tfach them off the ground. Even though the stick itself is not rochav abor. That these little mechitzas that are around the basket, we say, good achis. Those mechitzas come down. It's like going all around the stick. It's like the mechitzas start on the ground and go up to the basket. So the top of the basket becomes Rishus HaYochid. V'yimzorek Rishus HaRabim v'noch agabu chayim. If you throw from Rishus HaRabim and land on top of the basket, l'chur yabi chayim. Name a good achas mechitzosim. So the Mormaskev lo Rav Yosef v'lo yishmi lo, didn't you hear? L'ho diyom Rav Yudu om Rav omoto bo mishum Rav Yechia. They said over the name of Rav Yechia. V'toni alo, they learned on this din of a traskul v'chachom and poitrim. V'chom not pata, v'chom don't open this for a good achas. Even though the basket is hanging in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, and the basket on top has a little bit of mechitzas, but we don't say the svar of the mechitzas come down. So mainly the basket on top is in the mokum p'tur, and it has no mechitzas, so it's mamash a mokum p'tur. So if you throw something up there, you potter. That's the chum to say. Rashi mota bo yesh matim bedol lachri of leim esham chiyoma. The chum poitrim. Alma lo yamrina good achis lahat mechitzas tluya. Mechitzas that are hanging in the air, we do not consider as if the mechitzah a svar good achas, the mechitzas come down. That's some svar good achas, like Lach L'Moshim Sinai, you'd say. Certain times we'll see later in the Erevim, we do say good achas. But to say, since you have a little mechitzah in the air, we look as if it comes down automatically. The Chum say, no, you don't say that. Therefore, the basket on top is a mokum p'tur in your potter. So, well, it's good why a canoe, you don't say good achas. Because the Chum passed, we passed like a Chumim, you don't say good achas. Omalay Abaya, the Yatloy Tizgra, don't you hold like this? Trashi the Amri Kai Gavna, that we do say good achis? Avinya Raya, we do say good achis. The Atanya, Omud Rishus HaRabim. You have an Omud, an Om is like a stool in the Rishus HaRabim. A full box. The Gavoya Soritz, Mamish Yutvachim Hoy. The Rochiv Dalad, on top of it, it's Rochiv Dalad. So the Chur of the Yom, it's like a. plank, what do you call it? An omid, a stand in Mishus Rabin. That's Gavoya Yud, 10 Tvachim High, and it's on top is Rochav Dalam Adalam. The Yain Biyikra Dalam, when it starts to come down, the bottom of the stand is not Rochav Dalam Adalam anymore. The Yesh Bekotta Shalay Gimel, the bottom of the stand is only Gimel by Gimel. You have like a stand. Zorak Panacha Gabov, and somebody throws on top of this, is Chayiv. The Lacher is Chayiv. Why is Chayiv? Alma Amrina, good achis mechitzosoi. Even though the bottom is less than Gimel by Gimel, so the bottom, mechitza, is not called a mechitza. How do you have the mechitza give this omer, this flying, mechitza's yud? We say the mechitza is on top. As soon as they come down, where they lose, dollar by dollar, it like stops right there, and we consider that the mechitza goes straight down. So we say, you do say good achis. So it's Shver Eshtim, how come by Traskel the Chum say we don't say good achis? And it's Rik Shver Knu. How come by Knu also we don't say good achis? And here we see you do say good achis. Then for the Gemara, Hochinami good achis mechitzosoi. So more midi iri, there's no tushtel. Hosim hevelei mechitza shagdiyim boikimbo. The reason why we don't say good achis, we don't consider a mechitza hanging in the air like a Traskel. There's that basket that's on top of the pole, which is rabbin, as if the mechitzas come down, because there's a svara, gedia means animals could walk through it on the bottom. That's the spirit to be a mechitza. You want to say a lomdish gudachis will look as if the mechitza comes down, but what's the pshat from the mechitza? It divides the rishus that you can't come through here. That's what the mechitza is. But here, if there's nothing there, and the animals could walk through it, that's not called the mechitza. That's called shagdiyim boikimbo. Since the animals walk through this area, that stops the din of gudachis. By this stand in Rishus Rabbim, since the bottom of the stand, it has a width to it. It's gimel by gimel. So, Maisa, what's the difference? We want to say good achis now that when it's still rochiv dalot tvachim, we'll say the mechitza comes down. So, how much out are we pulling the mechitza from the actual stand on the bottom? A half of a tefach. You're doing a half a tefach this side and a half a tefach this side. And the bottom of the stand itself is gimel tvachim. So by good achis, we're just saying when the mechitza is a little bit wider out, like right here, let it come straight down. So the only area you're stopping is mamash chatzit tefach. A chatzit tefach anyway, gedim can't walk through there. It's too small for animals to walk through there. So since nobody's going to walk through this bottom of this gimel by gimel, there we could say good achis. Mashenka and by traska, it's all the way up, and the bottom you have a small corner. But then it can walk all along the sides of it, so since animals, gedim, could walk through it, that breaks the gudachis. Yeah. Hochi heavy leg mechitza shenak diim boikimbo. Omle ravacha bread ravacha ravashi. Good answer why traskel the rabbanon say you don't say gudachis, because the basket up on a small stick, you could walk through underneath. We can't consider the mechitza going down. But the shvekat is the kenudo. Ravashi, Gabi Svina Nami, Tzchura Kashri is by Svina also. Who walks through the Svina? Why don't you say by the Svina, by the Knu, good achis? When the Knu, Enechlami, comes down to a point, but before it comes to the point, even though it's high up, here it's Roch of Dalad, let's say up here, good achis. So what's the Svara we shouldn't say? Because people walk underneath it. The Chura, who's walking in the Yam? Nobody walks there. The Terrace says, no, fish walk there. Amalei, the Kiyas. By the fish, by the svina in the yam, you have fish going through. So since fish are going through, you don't say good achis. He answered back, no, my kasha is so shver. That's called nothing. His fish traveling through that area should not stop us from saying good achis. Why? So he can't see the fish. So since we can't see the fish, that shouldn't stand this din by the canoe to say the size of the canoe should be good achis, go straight down. Only by something on top of the avir, where there we could see people or gedim, animals walking through, that stands the din of good achis. But fish that we can't see doesn't stare. So the more not tame, where's my raya that fish don't stare? The boy mene Rebbe Tavla Merovin. Mechitza tluya ma'osha tarta b'chuva. That's our shayla. You have a mechitza like a box. A box that's mamish gavoya yud has four mechitzas on all sides of it and rochav dalad. If this box is on the floor, pshit it to a shusha yochid. Now you hang it up in the middle of the year with shusha rabin. You hang it up there. Do we say a din of good achas, the mechitza should come down and give underneath this box a din with shusha yochid? Or even to give the box itself a shusha yochid? And since it's up in the year, that doesn't have a shem mechitza. A mechitza has to touch the ground. Now the only way it would be called a mechitza if you say good achas. That was the shailam. Mal shatate b'churva, on the ground, the yomalei ein mechitza tliya lateris. No. Since the mechitza is hanging in the air, we don't say good achis. Why not? Because there's gedi in Beikimba. People can walk underneath it. You don't say good achis. Ella zokte v'ma.